Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Finding a fun way to promote your event and raise money is always a difficult task. Well, the people at breastcancer.org found a fun way to do so, and they have a lot of high-powered groups behind them. Breastcancer.org is a social networking site that helps cancer survivors and caregivers with information all the way from treatment through survivorship. And they have something called bowlingforbreastcancer.org. It's in New York. They're going to tell us a little bit about it, and they also have information of how you can start this event in your area. I have Hope Wall, the CEO of breastcancer.org, as well as Karen Young, the director of marketing of breastcancer.org. How are you ladies today?
Great. Enjoying the snow in Philadelphia.
So we're talking bowling today, bowlingforbreastcancer.org. And I actually told a friend of mine at work about that, and he kind of laughed because you always hear bowling for dollars, and it's kind of a joke. But anything dealing with breast cancer, I'm behind 100%. So tell me a little bit about breastcancer.org. Either one of you ladies.
Sure. Well, Mel, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us. We really, really appreciate this opportunity. Breastcancer.org is, as you know, the number one online resource for breast cancer and breast health information and online support. And the organization has been around for just about 10 years. We're actually going into our 10th year.
Oh, excellent.
And we reach close to 9 million visitors a year, which is, I think some people are very surprised to hear that, but that's the fact. And we are providing an enormous service to people who need the information in a very urgent way.
And I think from what I have used breastcancer.org is sometimes a lot of people are so shocked that they have cancer that, you know, you don't want to call the doctor every 5 minutes because
right.
Lord knows the doctors are busy. So you'll get a lot of great information online as I did from breastcancer.org.
Yeah, this is Karen, and Mel, thank you so much for having me on this show. I was really astounded. We gathered some data, and we found that the average doctor visit is something like 7 minutes. And we also looked at what kind of time people were spending on breastcancer.org, and we were really surprised to see that in our community, people spend on average 10 minutes a visit. So they're sort of spending more time collecting information online each visit than they get to spend with their very, very hectic, busy doctor. And they come back a lot. So, hopefully they really find value in this information and really supplementing that time that they get to spend with their physician.
I agree. And I think I always tell people you have to be your own advocate. Like if you find information on breastcancer.org, it's always good to go back to your doctor at your next visit and say, hey, I read this. Is this the kind of treatment that I should have? Or, you know, this person has this kind of side effects. Do I need to worry about that? I mean, that is one thing that I always talk about. You have to be your own advocate, and places like breastcancer.org is a perfect resource for that.
Absolutely. And we really, you know, in all of our information, we really encourage people to make sure that they share whatever information we are providing with their doctors. And we really see what we're providing as something that's supplemental to what goes on with the patient-physician relationship, which is, of course, where all of the information really begins.
Exactly. Now, ladies, let's start with Hope. How did you get involved with breastcancer.org?
Oh, my. That's a long story, Mel. long story short, about 10 years ago, I met Dr. Marisa Weiss, who is the president and founder, and just an extraordinary woman and physician and entrepreneur. And at that time, I had my own consulting business, and I was working with startups, and breastcancer.org was a startup. And I did some consulting for the organization as it was trying to figure out what it wanted to be in the world. And after about 4 years, as I continued to work with Dr. Weiss and the extraordinary group of people who were involved in the organization, I said to her, you know, someone really needs to run this organization full time. And we got into dialogue about that, and I became CEO. And it's really been really extraordinary. It is a very rewarding experience, incredibly challenging, and hugely rewarding.
Oh, I can believe it, because you're helping all these people.
Yes.
And you never know how many people you help, which is, I think, the amazing part of Facebook and breastcancer.org and my blog. Just, you know, I'll hear from random people every once in a while, oh yeah, the side effect that you had, I had the same thing.
Right.
But I mean, just the vast number of people that you can help.
And for us, having the online community, we really are able to get a window into people having conversations about what's going on in their lives and oftentimes how breastcancer.org is helping them.
Yes.
And then often people will, in their letters with donations or just unsolicited letters, let us know how we've touched their lives. And they're just amazingly moving stories and testimonials.
Excellent. And Karen, how did you get started with
that? My story is not as interesting as
that. Oh, come on now.
Maybe not. I was working in Philadelphia in the marketing world, and it was, you know, I had like 1 degree of separation to a number of people who were connected to breastcancer.org, and I was basically just drawn in by them. We have a number of people who worked at the same agency who are now working at breastcancer.org in some capacity. So it was just one of those things that I was meant to be here. It was part of my personal network, and I was drawn in, and as Hope said, it is incredibly challenging, but also amazingly rewarding to be able to touch all these people and have the massive reach that we do. And I mean, not just in the United States, but we have visitors from 229 countries across.
Oh, wow.
So we really, you know, we start here and we think locally, but our reach is just so expansive, and it's really tremendously rewarding.
So now, bowling. How did we come with bowling for breast cancer?
It's a question a lot of people ask. Bowling. So as with all nonprofits, we are challenged every day and every year to figure out how to raise the funds we need to fulfill our mission. And it's always a challenge. And we provide all of our information free, so we don't have any revenue in that way to rely on. So as we're always trying to think of ideas, we have a wonderful board of directors who work very closely with us. And one of our board members, a couple of years ago, had just recently joined the board, a wonderfully enthusiastic woman in the field of market research and a bit of a cheerleader personality. And she started saying at board meetings, we need to have bowling events. And we kind of thought she was kidding and maybe a little cute, but she just kept at it. And every meeting she'd say, you know, we just start small and something's going to happen and we do them regionally. And one thing led to another, and she did one locally, and it raised $5,000 or $10,000, I think, the first year, and the next year more. And so there've been a number of them regionally, and many of them raise, you know, $5,000 to $25,000, $30,000, which is fabulous. But her idea was, this is going to get big, and this is going to go national. And so we all kept talking about that, thinking that one day, really, it might happen.
Did you believe her and just said, okay, sure, it's going
to
go?
You know, she's someone you have to believe her. When she says a thing, you have to believe her. So
okay.
We kind of knew it was probably a question of time. We didn't know when or how. And then another board member, actually Karen and I, were at a meeting with another board member in New York, and we started talking about some colleagues of his in the communications industry who had been touched by breast cancer very closely and who wanted to do something to give back, and we started to talk about the bowling. And he got excited, and then he had a meeting, and he met with them and with Dr. Weiss and with our head of development, and they got excited, and they created an incredible, high-powered committee that decided to make this thing happen, and that's just what they've done. It's been really about 4 months, and they have just taken this thing and run with it like nothing we've ever seen.
I know. I was amazed by the information of the groups that you have involved. Turner Broadcasting, Campbell Soup, Procter & Gamble, just a whole amazing list of large companies.
It is an incredible list, and really the credit in this case really goes to the committee members. I mean, we have done an enormous amount to help in every way, but really these are their connections. They have reached out and they have made this happen, and the energy that they have put into this, it's always extraordinary. One of the things that for me has been fascinating, switching from the nonprofit sector to the for-profit sector, is to watch volunteers step in and in their really busy lives find time to do something so meaningful and so time-consuming and such energy, and that's what they've done.
Excellent. So is it just, can anyone bowl for breastcancer.org, or is it already these corporate teams have come about?
Well, you can hop on a plane, and yes, you can join us.
You can make it to the airport.
The way it works is it's at Lucky Strike in New York, and there are 22 lanes, and there are corporate sponsorships of those lanes, and then everyone will play twice. So basically, there are 44 lane sponsorships.
Oh.
And those are the bowlers, so to speak. And then there are spectator tickets of which many have already been sold, but some are still available, Mel. And people can come as spectators, and we think that there will be room on the various bowling teams for people to fill in, because not everyone's going to show up.
Right.
But for the most part, those people who are not part of the corporate teams are going to come as spectators, because it is going to be quite the spectacle.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And I think the good thing about bowling is pretty much anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Like if you said, oh, yeah, let's have a softball tournament, a lot of people will be like, yeah, because I kind of got dragged into a softball team about 10 years ago. And I'm like, you know, I really can't play, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, we just need another girl on the team.
Right.
Oh.
Well, with bumpers, anybody can bowl.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
It's a lot of fun. It's a game, you know. It's you know, you take a turn and then you go chat and this and that. And, you know, every bowling event that I've been to for breastcancer.org, I am just overwhelmed by how much fun people are having. You know, you go to a lot of galas and, you know, quite honestly, people aren't having as much fun as perhaps they'd like to.
Right.
But you go to these bowling events and they really are having fun.
And it's great because anyone can do it. We have a section on our site on breastcancer.org where people can find ways to really streamline how to do their own bowling event and make it super easy to invite their friends and enlist their community and have a great time.
So now, are there any, you know, I have to ask because I'm kind of a celebrity hound. Are there any celebrities involved in this event at this time?
Celebrities. There is a comedian, and he will be part of the live auction.
Excellent. How's that going to, he'll be part of the live auction?
He'll be helping to make the live auction happen.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
He's with the Friars Club, and they're famous for doing their roast. So,
oh, yes. I love the Friars Club.
There's probably going to be a bit of a roast. Should be fun.
Roasting of hope there, maybe?
I hope not. No one told me about that.
And now, do you plan to make this a yearly event?
We certainly hope so. The committee is very excited about that, and they're already talking about next year.
Excellent.
So the intention is that, yes, this will be something that will go on year to year. I mean, this has been a really fascinating one for so many reasons and exciting, because this is the first time we've really seen a whole industry, you know, the media advertising industry, who, you know, normally are quite fierce competitors,
yes,
really band together and shoulder to shoulder really stand behind a cause in a really meaningful way.
I know.
And there's also talk of taking it outside of New York and going to other cities.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So hopefully more people will get a chance to participate.
So you're going to come up to Northern Michigan in the wintertime? Because it's kind of like what it is there now.
I think maybe summer.
Summer is nice.
That would be fantastic if it was all over the country. But other organizations and groups can contact you, like you said.
Absolutely.
So they can find out how to do it on their own.
www.breastcancer.org, and there's lots of information about how people can figure out how to create their own bowling event or other fundraising events.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, because I know that a lot of groups, like I'm involved a lot with the American Cancer Society, and other, pretty much a lot of the cancer groups around here want me to come and talk and everything, and there's always different fundraisers, and it always seems like sometimes every group has the same kind of fundraiser, so I think this would be pretty unique.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're hoping.
Oh, I hear. Are you down on Times Square there? I hear the traffic out there.
No, actually, we're in a little suburb outside of Philadelphia on a noisy corner.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know this is going to be streamed live, right, the video. So if anyone, any of your listeners ever wanted to take a look at it, they would be able to as well.
Yeah, that's another place they can go on breastcancer.org, and we're going to have it streamed live through our site. And then, of course, after the event, hopefully we'll have some great pictures and possibly some video that they can check out.
Right, and I'm talking to your PR person to have that streamed on my blogspot as well, cancerwarrior.blogspot.com. I'm not sure how that all is going to work out, but that's what we're hoping for.
That's great.
Stay tuned. It's going to happen.
Now, once the event is all over with, can people still donate to your group?
Absolutely, yes. People can always donate. They can donate either to this event or just to the organization. It all goes to the same place ultimately. And it's very easy, again, just going online to www.breastcancer.org and finding the donate button. Or if they're going on in the next, you know, week or so, they'll see the ING bowling banner, and they can click on through that, and we'll be able to donate that way as well.
Now, who's the better bowler, you or Karen?
Karen.
I don't have to think with my way. I'm
no
so competitive.
And do you have the bowling?
Into the office every day, exhausted from all the practice.
Do you have the bowling shirts and everything?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Excellent.
We have bowling jackets that have our logo on it and say staff on the back, and they're pink and black, and they're really...
For once, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to wear.
The uniform, it's great.
That is excellent. I'm so excited that I got that Lauren got a hold of me. I was able to tell our listeners about this event, because as my listeners know, any cancer event is close to my heart, but especially breast cancer, since that's the cancer that I had. And give us your website one more time.
Yes, it is www.breastcancer.org.
Excellent. And like I said, I've used that before for information, so any breast cancer survivor or caregiver can go on there, ask questions, find out about pretty much anything related to breast cancer, whether it be side effects, surgery, after effects. I know they had a section on there about nutrition, pretty much anything you want to find out about. But like I said, you always want to talk to your doctor as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. And I'll wrap up like I usually do. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a junkie, Mel Majoros. You can find me on Twitter, Mel Majoros. I do have a fan page on Facebook as well, The Cancer Warrior, on EmpowerRadio.com. Check out my blogspot, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com. But